Tower of London large at large. The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he made the headsman bob her hair. Oh, yes, he did a wrong long years ago, and she comes up at night to tell him so, with the head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm, with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Along the draughty corridors for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head underneath her arm. The beefeaters all know her well by sight. To see the plight she's in fills them with grief. And when she wanders round their hut at night, oh, they always ask her in to share their beef. She thanks them, and then with a puzzled frown, she asks them how she's going to get it down. With the head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry. He was in the canteen bar. Said he, are you Jane Seymour, Anne of Cloves, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet San Ferian do I know?